Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Ball of Five podcast. I'm your host, Scott Livingstone. And in this episode, we're going to cover a little bit about the series sweep of Auburn at Bluebell Park, a little bit about what's coming up with South Carolina on the road. And I want to finish up answering some questions from the Ball 5 podcast Instagram page that was DM'd to me. And one of those asked about my call-up to the big leagues, what was that like, who we played, how I did in my debut. And so there's a couple other questions, but I'd like to get to that and finish up with that. So you might want to stick around for that. So congratulations to the Aggies for their sweep, series sweep of Auburn. And now they're number three. And, you know, I talked earlier in a podcast, that episode, that I was not looking too much at the stats and the rankings and stuff like that, because it can all change as the season goes. But now that we've started SEC play, and these guys have already had three series, and they're climbing in the rankings, says a lot about, I think, the respect that people are starting to see around the country for the Aggies. And congratulations to Braden Montgomery for the SEC Player of the Week this week. Series sweep of Auburn, all he did was go 7-for-14 at the plate, 4 home runs, 2 three-hit games, 7 RBIs, 8 runs scored, and 2 doubles. And he didn't slow down Tuesday night against Texas State. He had another home run, another double, and 4 more RBIs. So kudos to Braden. He's swinging the bat, and he's hot right now, and we hope he continues that trend. All right, first game at Auburn, against Auburn. We won 9-7. It was a close game. Like, all three of them were pretty close. One went extra innings, but, you know, we said all along, Auburn's record is not that good, but it's SEC play, and look at what they did. I think they're 1-8 or something like that in conference right now. So anyway, game one, I mean, Grahovac, big time, 3-for-5. Laviolette, 2-for-4. Caden Sorrell, 1-for-3. Home run from some guy named Montgomery. And shot 2-for-3 and had a home run himself. So good to see all that. Ryan Prager, he threw pretty well. He left with a lead. And, you know, we only walked two guys, and so we made them hit. And then when it got down near the end, Aschenbeck doing his normal thing, man. So we pulled it out 9-7. Game two, we won 12-8. Jace with a 2-run shot to left field. Montgomery had 2 home runs. Gavin, top of the lineup, had 2 more hits, base hit, double. Camarillo added a home run. Sorrell added a home run. Targash with the nice double. And Appel and Burton combined for 5 hits. Caden Kent had one coming in late in the game too as well, so that was nice. Tanner Jones had good 5 innings of work, threw the ball well, and got the win. So good one to win, and that won the series for us. But game three, tell you what, 12 innings, 10-9. Auburn, 17 hits. We had 16 hits. Like I said, Gavin doing his job at the top of the lineup. Jace didn't get any hits, but he had 3 walks and 2 runs scored, so very productive. Montgomery, again, that guy, 3-for-6, 4 runs, 2 RBIs. I mean, it's amazing what he's doing right now, and like we said, I hope he keeps the trend going. Burton and Schott, 3 hits each, and Burton with the walk-off to win the game. Targash, he had 2 more hits. He's hit some balls on the nose in earlier games. He just had some bad luck and is right at people, so Weston Moss picking up his 3rd win in relief after 2 innings of work, struck out 4. So it's good to see him, and he could be a guy to watch as we move forward through the season, obviously. You got to credit Auburn. I mean, they hit the ball around. I mean, we only had 3 walks with 7 pitchers. So our guys are still filling up the zone. So they're getting it done on the mound and making people earn their way on. So coming up this weekend, South Carolina, they're number 22. So they're 5-4 in the SEC. But, you know, it's like I said, this is a very tough conference. I mean, if you look at some of these schools and you look at the standings, Vanderbilt, Kentucky's leading their side of the bracket over there. But Vanderbilt is 17-3. They're 23-6 overall. But 3 of their 6 losses overall have been in conference. So that says a lot. Tennessee, out of conference, they're 19-1. In conference, they're 5-4. Like I said, well, you got South Carolina. They're 16-3 out of conference, but 5-4. Georgia, 18-1 out of conference, but 4-5 in conference. Coming to our side of the divisions, I mean, we're 19-0. All three of our losses have been in conference, and we're now 20-0 after Texas State outside of conference. Alabama, 17-2 outside of conference, 4-5 in conference. And look at LSU. LSU, 18-2 out of conference, 2-7 in conference. So I'm telling you, it's one of the toughest conferences, if not the toughest one. So, you know, playing anybody, anything can happen. So being on the road with South Carolina in Columbia, I mean, they lost two on the road to Ole Miss. They swept Vandy. Then they lost 2 of 3 to Alabama. So they're 17-1 at home. They got some pretty good pitchers. They got two Friday night, Saturday night starters. I think they're still searching for a third day, getaway day, if you will, pitcher. Hitters, as a team, they're hitting about 250 with 13 home runs. That's the SEC only. And compared to us, 275 with 20 home runs in conference. I mean, they're pitching 5.84 ERA compared to our 4.94. Walks were pretty close. Errors were pretty equal in that regard. So South Carolina hitters, Petrie, Messina, Nolan, three guys to look out for. And they like to run. Looks like they steal some bases. They get on and they move them around and play some small ball somewhat. So again, 17-1 at home. And so they're going to be tough. But, you know, we play well on the road. We play good at home. So looking for a really good competitive series, and hopefully we can take another series. So one of the first questions that I want to answer is, do I allow ads on my podcast? And the answer is most definitely. But there is a catch. I don't charge. I believe most of the podcasts get sponsorships. They run ads. They collect a fee monthly or whatever it may be. That's not what I'm doing. I'm doing this podcast for fun. I'm also trying to generate more Alzheimer's awareness. And that's why we have the merchandise. When it's purchased, some of the proceeds go to benefit Alzheimer's research. The rest of it is just to support the podcast and fees that we pay here to produce the show. So that's all that's about. So if you want to run an ad, you can DM the Ball 5 Podcast Instagram page, and I'll get back to you. Then we can kind of figure out what the ad is, how long, and go from there. So by all means, if you know somebody that wants to run an ad for their business or anything like that, and they want to put it on the podcast, bring them on. I'm good. Let's do it. All right, so the call-up question. Let me set the stage here. Leaving A&M, drafted in the second round. That summer, I played A-ball in Lakeland. The next year, I played AA in London, Ontario. The following year, I played AAA in Toledo. And then the following year, I played in Toledo as well, but only for half the season because I got called up in the middle of that year, that season. So I was with Toledo. I was playing third base. Every year, the Tigers, Detroit Big Club, would fly in town to Toledo and play an exhibition game there. And the reason they did this was to help generate money for Toledo, the Mud Hens, the program. And, you know, like I said before in an earlier podcast, there weren't a lot of fans at that stadium. It's an old stadium, kind of run down. Infield was very poor. So, and to attract fans. Well, obviously, with the Tigers coming into town, place was jammed. We'd never seen that many people at all. And Tigers had just lost Alan Trammell, their shortstop, to the disabled list. I think he hurt his ankle or something. They moved Travis Fryman from third to short. They brought Tony Phillips, utility player for us at that time, and he played third. So the idea was they were going to pick up a pitcher from our club in Toledo and take them on the road with them to Kansas City. And that was their plan. And so we played them in the exhibition game, and I was having a good year. I was playing good defense, playing, you know, hitting the ball well. And that game, I got 3 hits and 4 at-bats, made a couple good plays at third base. Now, I had been to big league camp with these guys, so they had seen me before, and so I knew most of the guys on the team, obviously, from spring training. And so my 4th at-bat, it's kind of funny, I had 3 hits. My 4th at-bat, I'm facing a left-handed pitcher, gets 2 strikes on me. Umpire behind the plate calls 3. Of course, I thought it was outside. And the umpire behind the plate, these are minor league guys that were in town on their day off to do our game the next night, which was against Scranton, Phillies AAA team at the time. So they get paid extra to do it on their day off. And so that was the home plate umpire. And I knew him because he made the rounds in the minor leagues at AAA and everything. And so he was in our league and one of the umpires. And so when he called 3 on me, I walked across the plate because I had to walk to the third base dugout. And I looked back at him and I go, "Jeff, that's not a strike. That ball's outside." And he goes, "It's a strike, Scott." And I said, "Well, it better not be a strike tomorrow night," because he was going to be the home plate umpire against in our AAA game. So I get to the dugout and my manager goes, "Hey, get your glove, get your bats, get everything, run around to the clubhouse. Sparky wants to see you." Sparky Anderson, manager of the Tigers. I'm like, "Okay." So I grab everything. The game is running, and the only way to get to the clubhouse was from the field. You couldn't go underneath the stands or anything like that. So I'm running behind home plate during the game with everything. And we had sunken dugouts. And so as I run by first base, which is where the Tigers were, some of the players said, "Hey, congratulations, Scott. Good job, da, 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 da." And I was like, "Okay." And so I walk in to the clubhouse. Sparky's there. He's got a big stogie sitting there in his underpants, basically. And a lot of the players are in there because most of the guys that were the starters, I mean, they played, but they didn't play very long. They wanted their day off. So Sparky doesn't say a lot. He just says, "All right, this is what I want you to do. You go home, pack a bag, meet us at the airport, and we're going to go to Kansas City. And when we get back, it's a 3-day series. When we get back, you can find a place to live in Detroit and get all settled in there." And that was it. And I was like, "Okay." So I'm about 15 minutes from my apartment, and the game had just started to finish, and I get in the parking lot. I had a Nissan Pathfinder, and the parking lot is jammed. People everywhere. And it wasn't a big parking lot because it wasn't a big field. So I get in my car. I can't get out. I'm going over curbs. I'm panicking. I'm excited. I'm nervous. And I finally get to my apartment. Then I got to drive another 20 minutes to the airport. And now I'm panicking again because I'm like, "Oh my gosh, these guys are waiting on me," and so on and so forth. And I'm sweating. And we had just gotten home from the road, and I had taken my one suit coat that I had and took it to the cleaners. So I didn't have a coat to wear on the plane. So I had a roommate. I took his coat. He was a pretty big pitcher, so the coat was too big for me, but I threw it on anyway because I didn't have anything else. So I get to the airport, finally. They're all on the plane. I come on the plane. I'm walking down the aisle, and they are giving me so much crap because, "Where have you been? You're late, da-da-da." So they're basically treating me like a rookie. It's my first time in the big leagues, first trip. And so I find a seat kind of in the middle, found one of my guys that I played AAA with, and he had been called up, so I sat next to him. And we flew to Kansas City. And fun fact is, when I grew up in Dallas, I was a Ranger fan, but I was more a Kansas City Royal fan. And I was a Royal fan because of George Brett, third baseman, hit left-handed. I just liked watching him, and that's what I did. So it was easy to pull for the Royals or just pay attention to him, basically. And so we're taking batting practice. I'm nervous, and I see George Brett on the field, and he's taking batting practice, and I'm like, wide-eyed, right? Here I am in the big leagues, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's George Brett. So we finish up batting practice or whatnot, and we're getting ready to go on the field. And I see, you know, George Brett. We're in the third base dugout. He's playing third base. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So I come to the plate the first time, and because it was my major league debut, they put it on the board. Scott Livingstone is making his major league debut. And so I ended up walking my first at bat. It was against Tom Gordon, and I didn't walk much. So it's kind of surprising that my first at bat in the big leagues was a walk. So I finished the game. I was 3-for-5, 4 runs, 1 RBI. And so pretty good debut. And Brett, I'm playing third base, obviously. Brett hits a home run near the end of the game. And he's rounding the bases. And he's coming around by me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do I high-five him, tell him way to go, or pat him on the butt? I mean, this was a guy that I was like, you know, looked up to and everything in baseball. So, you know, obviously I didn't do that. I would have gotten in trouble, probably would have, you know, been fined a lot, or shoot, who knows, maybe even kicked back down to AAA. So anyway, it was pretty cool. But the one thing that he did, he rounded second base. And as he got between second and third, about the shortstop area, he looked me right in the eye and said, "Hey, Scott, congratulations. Good luck," as he ran by. And I mean, I'm over here kind of like got goosebumps right now and shaking, because I'm just like, I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. So I sent a ball over there after the game. He signed it for me and I got it. And so it was pretty cool to have him do that, and to know that somebody that you looked up to was a really nice guy and went out of his way to say that as he rounded the bases. Looked me right in the eye and said it. So that was pretty cool. The next day, I went 2-for-4 against Mike Boddicker. So, third day, I'm thinking, golly, this game's pretty easy, isn't it? Well, Kevin Apier threw the next day, and he went ahead and gave me an 0-for-4 and I think 2 Ks. And so he was like, nah, not so fast, rookie. But no, it was fun. It was a good debut. I was nervous as all get out, but it ended up working out. So, but one thing I will say is, once we got off the bus from the airport, all the veterans left all their luggage outside of the bus. They pulled it off. I had to deliver their bags to each one of them in each of their rooms. And so I had a bellhop help me and do this. So that took a little while, but I guess that's how they were kind of bringing me into the fold, even though I knew most of them, but it was still my first game and they were going to show me that I was a rookie. So it was fun. So fast forward to the 6th year of my career, I'm playing third base. I've been traded to San Diego. I'm playing third base against the Phillies. And that same umpire that was the minor league umpire had been called up. He'd been in the big leagues for a while. The one that did our minor league game against the, when we played the Tigers, he was the third base umpire. I run out to third. I go, "Hey, Jeff, how's it going?" And he looked me straight in the eye and he said, "It was a strike the next night too." I was like, oh my gosh, he remembered that 6 years later. He's probably been waiting to tell me that forever. So that was pretty funny. The next and last question for this episode was, what was my most memorable home run? And, well, first of all, I only had 17, so they're not that hard to remember. But I would say my home run against Roger Clemens when he was with Boston, to hit it in the upper tank at Tiger Stadium, old Tiger Stadium, that was pretty cool. And then Pedro Martinez in Montreal when he was pitching for the Expos. So I'd say those were my two most memorable pitchers that I homered off of. And as far as stadiums, I hit one in the Astrodome, and I also had one at Yankee Stadium. So it's pretty cool to hit those balls in those stadiums, and it was great. All right, so thanks to everyone for listening to this episode. Don't forget to stop by stonesapparel.net to check out the Ball 5 podcast merchandise, remembering that part of the proceeds will go to benefit Alzheimer's research. And DM me on Instagram if you have any questions. It's the Ball 5 podcast Instagram page. Shoot me a question. If you have any ads, do the same thing. Ball 5 podcast, DM me. Let me know if you want to run your ad on this show, and we'll figure it out and get something done. So thanks again to everybody. I really appreciate it. And until next time.